Juno Legacy Properties partner Steve Sankson says the capital city needs downtown housing for tourism and state government workers.
Whether you're talking about legislative workers or people that come in and work with the cruise ship industry, none of those people are willing to or able to sign a one-year lease because they're only in town for a certain number of months. And it's housing that would address more of a transient workforce that we have.
Lack of housing was cited as the number one challenge facing the city's economy by people who attended a recent town meeting to discuss the Juno Economic Development Plan. Juno Legacy Properties wants the lot across the street from the Baranoff Hotel. It's close to the city's cruise ship docks and the Capitol building. The group is still fine-tuning its proposal, but Sankson thinks the roughly quarter-acre lot could support up to 40 apartments.
We do need to hear what the Assembly wants us to do on this site before we get too excited about it, but we feel we can put that number of units on there and make that be a successful project.
Sankson brought the idea to the Assembly in early April. Assembly members opted to seek proposals to let other interested parties have a fair shot at the property. Assemblywoman Karen Crane said the group's initial plan lacked details.
I'd like to see us open up, at least if we're willing to look at something for that piece of property, open it up for at least 30 days and see if there are other members of the public that also have proposals here.
Juno Lands and Resources Manager Greg Cheney says other parties have inquired about the lot, but he can't say whether they'll submit proposals because it's a sealed bid process. City code requires municipal land be sold at fair market value. Cheney says the lot is being appraised, but right now the city is just soliciting design concepts.
Enough for the average person to understand what's being proposed, and if the Assembly likes one of the proposals, they'll ask for more information and we'll come up with some kind of a purchase agreement.
Cheney says any sales agreement should include a provision that guarantees construction within a certain time frame or the city would get the property back. Before the city bought it in 2003, the lot was the site of Juno Alliance for Mental Health offices and the 11-unit Colonial Apartments. A plan to turn it into a parking garage was scrapped when the city built the downtown transportation center. Cheney says the parking lot has about 25 spaces.
The value of the parking is still there. The need for it is still there. But it's one of those things where you have to balance out parking need versus need for residential units.
Sankson says Juno Legacy Properties would aim to provide parking for building residents. He says the surface parking that's on the lot right now is not the highest and best use of the property.
Housing is the main issue here that we're trying to solve, but you know, we want to put together as many solutions on the site as possible. I mean, parking is one of them, housing is one of them. People have asked about mixed use and other, you know, retail spaces that are available for things. And so the end solution is yet to be revealed.
Sankson is an architect who works for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. His partners in Juno Legacy Properties are Jill Ramil and Ken Alper, who own the Silverbow Inn, as well as Evelyn Russo, an architect with Northwind Architects. Assemblymember Jesse Keel is a potential investor. He recused himself when the Assembly made the decision to issue the request for proposals. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.